I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, black people? How are you? Thank you again for tuning in another week with your guys, Chill Out P and Mr. Qualified.
You feel me? I never know when you're going to say it or when you want me to say it.
Hey, bro, you could just say it on there.
So, I'll be trying to be prepared this time because I don't know. But anyway, man, it's your favorite two co-hosts, man. We are back with another major. We consider this major, I would say.
For sure.
Major album review.
Diddy, one of the biggest producers ever.
Ever. Is this Diddy's first studio album in how many years?
I have to say at least 20. I want to say it's longer than that, but at least it does.
No, he had the one.
You're right. It's like 2012 or something like that.
Something like that. Might have been a little earlier than that, but it's damn near been about like 14, 15 years, something like that.
Because Last Train to Paris was like nine-ish.
Around there. Then I want to say it was before 2010. At the latest 2010.
He did some shit with Diddy Dirty Money after that. It's been a little minute. And it's definitely been last Diddy solo project where it's just him on production. And well, we can't never say it's just him on production, but him executive producing by himself.
Yeah.
It's been a good 20 some years, probably.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big ass who's who of R&B, basically. And yeah, I don't know. We'll just hop right into it. It's a lot to get through if y'all haven't listened to this album yet. It's 23 songs. So it's going to be a little minute. But we'll start with the first, because I guess it's two sides, technically. Start with the first track, Brought My Love. It was a skip.
Solid.
Like a solid skip?
Solid skip.
It just didn't do it for me. I literally got skip. Like, it just didn't.
I had hope too. I'm like, I saw the dream. I'm like, yes, dream on the intro gonna be fire. Heard it. No, what the fuck is this? Was scared. Not gonna lie. Was scared for the album. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I didn't know what we were getting. I didn't know what we were really getting into. Second track, What's Love? Saved it. I like it because I think I was surprised and impressed by the artist. So that's what made it a save for me. Not extremely impressive, but something I could vibe with for sure. So it was a save.
So What's Love was not a save for me initially. I heard it again a second time. And I really like the beat.
Yeah.
So I ended up saving it. And it wasn't a download, but I did save it.
Fair. Valid. Track three, Deliver Me.
Skip.
Solid.
Yeah,
wasn't it. Moving along. Track four.
Again. That was another skip for me. Yeah,
it was another skip. It wasn't strong enough. And I think, at least with these first few songs, it's like it felt like Diddy was trying to like find sound, like find the sound that he was going for. That's what these first few songs sounded like, but they were misses in the sense of what the expectation was.
Diddy was in the studio excited about what these artists had brought to him type shit, or like what they wanted to do, and he's like, yeah, I'm fucking with it, let's do it type shit. Like, this would be the song scale.
I feel that. Yeah. So Stay a While was not, which is crazy, because I would say I'm not a fan, but I've been keeping up or kind of like following along with Nyjah for the last for the last couple of years. After, I think I heard her first project, I want to say that was 2021. It might have been 2022. I think it was 2021 though. But anyway,
I like that shit. I liked her project. Yeah.
Yeah. Her project was fire. So I was hoping that the song would be the same. It just didn't deliver. So it wasn't a save for me. But yeah. How'd you feel about track five, Homecoming?
Homecoming with Jazzy. Like, again, like track two, First time listening to it, it wasn't a standout for me. Second time, it was a download.
It's interesting you say that. It was an initial save for me, but I likened it to track two in the sense of kind of like what drew me to it. Ironically enough, I will say all the songs that Jazzy is on this album, I ended up saving. I don't know what that means, but
you're a Jazzy fan.
Maybe. I guess so. I don't know. But that's just something.
How do you like her project, by the way? Did you listen to her project?
I didn't. That's crazy. But I really like, I've heard of her net. I've heard of Jazzy, but I haven't like listened to her projects before. So I was a bit surprised when I realized that, like, oh, I'm liking all the songs that she owns. So now I'm gonna have to go listen to the project. I ain't even
project. Know. Project was cool.
Okay. That's cool. That's cool. That's hopeful. Track six, Pick Up with Jacquees.
Skip.
The skip for you. So I could definitely understand how it's a skip. I think that I ended up saving it. I just liked it. I just vibed with, like, I'm not the biggest Jacquees fan, but I thought it was cool. So I saved it, bro.
I enjoy a little shot of Jacquees every now and then, you know. But yeah, no, this is a skip for me, bro.
Hey, shout out to Jacquees. But I get the analogy. Like,
a little shot of Jacquees, bro.
That's all you need. That's tough. Okay, cool. Track seven, Tough Love. I'm a big Swae Lee fan. I can say that confidently. So I wanted to like the song, but I didn't. Like, I don't dislike the song, but I didn't like it as much as I thought I would.
That's crazy. This was a standout track for me off of this album. This was fire.
I mean, I could understand how. I think maybe my expectations were high. I think that was a big part of it. Because I don't think Swae Lee misses a lot, ironically. I just like Swae Lee's versatility a lot. I could probably see myself, if I heard it again, maybe in a different environment, maybe, you know, in a different vibe, I could probably see myself like saving it. It wasn't initially a save for me, but I could see how it's a standout for you though. Absolutely.
Yeah, standout, fire, save. Track eight.
Yeah.
Stay long. Summer.
Yeah, it's not a bad song. I think because the next track caught my attention more, because it was a situation where I was listening and I didn't even realize the songs that transitioned, but I heard that I paid attention to the next song more than track eight. So for that reason, it was a not save or a non-save.
All right, so I downloaded the Stay Long. Nine was a skip for me.
Interesting. Fair. Again, Jazzy, I don't know what it was, but call my ear. That's real. Again, like I think especially as we get into like the back half of this first half, at least, like, these aren't, outside of like some of the skips we discussed in the beginning, I don't think most of these songs aren't bad songs. I think they're just preference, you know. So I can see where we at, how we fall that way for eight and nine. 10. What'd you think of 10? I'm curious.
So 10. Okay. Structurally, 10 is a bad song.
Agreed.
Sound wise and how it ended up coming out, they accomplished it. And it was a download for me.
Yes. Same. I don't like The Weeknd on the song. I don't know what. I can't put my finger on why exactly. But it just, like, that was throwing me off. But like you said, everything, however they did it, they pulled it off. They got this final product to be decent.
Yeah.
But it felt like they struggled. Like, they made it harder to get to this, like, finished product than it had to be. But yeah, it did end up being a download in the end, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't save the intermission. I mean, it was just a.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really do that. All right, so we on this B side now. 12.
Which Which oh, just to let you guys know, fire.
Hold B fire. I don't have that many skips.
I don't think B-side. I do either, honestly. Like, I might have the whole B-side downloaded.
No, honestly, true. Honestly, true.
Like, I didn't realize that shit until now.
Just about the entire B-side.
Yeah, but, that's crazy. But let's get into it.
Yeah, for sure. Track 12, Moments.
He Bieber. Got my boy in his bag.
Look, this. So did this remind you of Journals, Bieber? A little,
You already know.
Yeah.
Best white boy it is.
I was like, yeah, this had to be one of them. Yeah. Went ahead and grabbed Jasmine for track 13, Need Somebody.
Yeah. So let me just say this. On Moments with Justin Bieber, I really appreciated that he did go get Justin and brought him back to the R&B realm, because that's where Justin started at. And, you know, even I've seen Diddy doing interviews on The Breakfast Club, and he talked about the reason why he did that is because when he first met Justin Bieber, he saw him hanging out with Usher, and he was under Usher, and he was singing R&B. He's like, I know that Justin Bieber went into the pop world and became this big pop star, but we still appreciate that nigga. We're in the R&B world, and we still love him for R&B, which all his black fans definitely agree with.
Absolutely.
Like, every last one of us definitely agree with. And then also with this Jasmine Sullivan track, somebody pointed out that they had never heard her falsetto.
Interesting.
And I don't think I've ever heard Jasmine on a track like this. Like, I can agree. Like, I don't think I've ever heard her sing on something like this. Or if I did, it wasn't as big, or it had been a while to where it didn't get this the same attention. So I appreciated this track for that.
Yeah,
it was also a download. Yeah,
definitely was a download. I think I don't know what Diddy tapped into for this side of the album, but I feel like every artist he worked with, the song was for them, and I really enjoyed that aspect of it. But yeah, 13 was a save for sure. 14, Mind Your Business, Boss Is in Love with Kehlani.
Yeah, save,
talking her shit. Yeah,
who else was on this?
I think it was if it's somebody else on it, they're uncredited. You know what? I thought it was Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah, I was like, somebody else was on it, like crooning in the background, wasn't
it? I feel like it was Dolla $ign, but he was uncredited for some reason.
Mm.
Which he does a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that aspect ain't surprising, but I think I do remember hearing it and feeling like, because it's so, I mean, the voice is so recognizable. So I'm pretty sure it was Dolla $ign on there though. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was a good track for sure.
Yeah. Track 15, Nasty Interlude. I mean, I like Ozzy on it, so you already know where I stand.
Yeah, I liked it. It was cool. It was a download for me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 16,
Fire.
Reaching.
Fire.
Bro, this man hopped into such a serious bag, bro. It don't make no sense.
Coco motherfucking Jones.
She's really on her way, bro. She's really on her way, man. That full length project. Whenever it's coming, yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be a moment in time for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
I just hope. This is me stirring the pot, but I just hope it's not around the same time that a little angel named Hallie releases.
She wouldn't do that. I don't think her team would do that. I don't know who her team is.
Beyonce.
No, not Hallie. Coco.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm saying Coco's team, I don't think would. Like, if they know that's coming, I don't think they would.
But what if they're looking out for that? What if Coco's is coming first?
Probably need to come first. Get out the way.
No, but I'm saying, what if Hallie just like, oh, I'm that day.
that would be a competition
that she want to see.
No, I don't think. I don't think it's too many R&B girls that's gonna really want to. Yeah, there's very few people that could compete with what that debut will probably be for having. Mm-hmm. Spot. Yeah, but Coco deserves her day. That's a good
yeah, for sure, for sure.
That's a separate thing. Track 17, Stay, Part 1.
I really enjoyed this track. Like the blend of Kalam for real and Casey, that was really nice. I was waiting to hear JoJo come in just for a second. Like I just would have appreciated JoJo just in there for a second.
Yeah.
But I get it, you know.
Yeah, I feel it. But download once again. Yeah. track 18. I like Mary J.
Mary sound hella young.
But I got the 90s feel though. Like it felt like Mary in the 90s. Honestly, that's the vibe I got from listening to it.
I wonder if this nigga took some old reference tracks and had her just go over.
I'm sure. I feel like he sampled one of her songs on this. I swear I heard a little inkling of it. So that wouldn't surprise me if he did something like that. For sure. Yeah, but that was a download as well.
Yeah.
Closer to God was next. I know that you have, well, maybe not strong feelings, but you have thoughts about this that you didn't.
So like. I downloaded it.
Got you.
I just don't feel like it was that good of a song. Like after a few times listening to it, I was just like, this ain't that good. Mm. Like if I was to have an issue with any of the ones from 12 to, you know, the end of the album.
Yeah.
This would be the one that was like, all right. Yeah, this one wasn't really in comparison to all the rest of them.
I feel that. I think out of like this B side of the album, this felt like the song that I was trying to like the most.
Exactly.
So was ended up being a download, but I get what you're saying in regards to it maybe not, I don't want to say aging well, but I think the more you listen to it, especially if you're not listening to it in the course of the album, you might not like it as much, maybe, unless you're a big Teyana Taylor fan and a Teyana Taylor singing fan at that. But yeah, I feel that. I understand that. Where we at? 20. Mm-hmm. Boohoo featuring Jeremiah.
I like Boohoo initially. It was a download. Listen to it again. I was like, wow, this song is really childish. Like, it's just corny, childish. Like, it's cool if it's one of those songs you probably play just to play type shit. Like, you don't necessarily feel too much about it, but you like, hey, throw on da da da, and you sing along to it for a little bit and skip the song type shit.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. This was not a download for me, just kind of because of that. It just didn't really. It felt like the one slow moment in this B side for me personally. Mm-hmm. So, wasn't a download.
It's funny though, it's two tracks apart, in which we both said that it got slow a little around the area. So 19 and 20 is just the iffy tracks.
Yeah, for sure. 21, Burna Boy interlude.
So with that, even taking that into account, with this nigga was reaching for straws because I think he just was like, damn, I was gonna make this long ass album. I got the end of the album with the Kim Porter and the space track. I feel like that's the way he was gonna always end the album.
Mm.
So he had to fill in space in between those songs. So we get a lower track with 19, we get a lower track with 20. 21 was a good track, but Diddy's not really on it. Burna Boy comes in after what, like 40 seconds? He didn't come right into the song. And then it's an interlude, so it ends pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So really, it's just like, hey, Burna, do some shit real quick and send me that.
Basically. Or that might have been something he already had from when they worked on that album.
Or that.
So, could see that. I mean, if you want it to be a download, it can be, you know, but none super, super special. Track 22, Kim Porter with Babyface featuring John Legend.
7 minutes.
7 minutes. Like, I get it, you know, but so did you download
it? I saved it. I didn't download it.
Okay. Saved as well. I don't see myself replaying it often though.
Nah. It's just cool to see that Babyface and John Legend work together, but it's also like, why would you do that? Like, and then with the song's subject matter, how heavy the song is. Like, I haven't experienced this type of loss.
Yeah.
So I'm not really going to go back to this song.
That's real. I mean, yeah, it's just a heavy, it's just a heavy song. But I mean, this was a song for him. Like you said, this was a song he probably knew he wanted to do. Hence probably why he got those artists, to be honest. But just in terms of evoking the emotion of the song. But yeah, I mean, it's just one of them songs that's probably not meant to have replay value. Probably a song really for him. You know, that's why it's at where it's at in the album. But yeah, yeah, you know. Final track, track 23. We made it to the end. Space featuring her or with her.
Download. Fire.
All that. So yeah, what was that? Two skips out of the last, 12? Yeah, 12 songs, 11, 12 songs.
Yeah, two in the possible,
something like that. Okay. How many songs you have saved or downloaded?
Saved and downloaded. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 14.
15 out of 23 is not bad. And I mean, hell, if we take off the first part of the album, goddamn, shit almost flowed.
Hey, without that first half of the album, I would be down to put this bitch at a solid 9.
Dead ass.
But because of that first half of the album,
oof,
I'm gonna have to knock his ass twice.
It's an eight. Ooh, that's tough. But I get it. That's tough.
I want to give it
an 8.5 so bad, though.
It's good enough to,
but
also it's Diddy.
It is Diddy. And
oh, and it's a big album. We got a good letter.
Oh, yeah. I can settle on an 8 mainly because of that first part. And the only argument for the 8.5 would be that the B-side is that it's that good that it could push it that 0.5. And I was also thinking about the fact that we gave Leon an 8.5. So I was trying to compare and feel like
smaller amount of music.
Yeah.
I think that's the part that's fucking me up. Because yeah, there's no clear cut, like, all right, this section, hell no. This section, hell yeah. Like, his shit is so concise. It's like these two know shit, even within these two possibly, but these shit fire. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. I'm not mad at an 8. And I mean, I think if you listening to all 23 tracks and you really being not even critical, you just being realistic, I think an eight is very valid as far as the number. Letter?
I'm gonna go with a B minus.
I was thinking the same thing. Honestly, bro, I'd give it a B. I don't want to give it the minus only because if you already get it knocked from, well, I mean, if you got A plus, if we even counting that A minus, B plus, like I feel like a B is where it lands. Like a B minus is, it could be like that's where I started, but I feel like it's a B. It's a solid B. Very strong B. Could have been an A.
This was a good ass comeback. Like,
yeah.
And I think that's why we want to go ahead and give it that 8.9. But yeah, it's still Diddy at the same time. So it's like, nigga, this is a good comeback, but you still him already. So
right.
We don't give you too much leeway. So
For sure. Yeah. 8, solid B. That's cool. That's good. I'm not mad at that at all. Yeah.
Supposedly he's supposed to do this shit with a hip hop album next. I guess that's the rumor. Yeah. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, I don't
Not even gonna lie to you.
Murky Waters getting into Getting into murky waters.
We gotta have Benny the Butcher on what fucking we're gonna have his ass on Metro Boomin beats.
Wait, you know what I'm kind of surprised about? I could have sworn I'm a bit surprised Tiller wasn't on this album.
I'm not. Because that song, I feel like Tiller wrote on this shit. And then that song, because he posted the album, so I know he wrote on this shit somewhere. But that song, I feel like, was the kickoff of that shit.
That makes sense. That's kind of what happened.
Yeah. And then I think he dropped, like, that song is like a little pack of remixes type shit. So you can't republish it again type shit.
Right. Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fair, fair. Well, that's our review of what's it called? What's the full title? The Love Album, Off the Grid. Really, really solid project. A lot of good music on there. A lot of good music from all types of artists from different generations. So you just listen for good. If you looking for good R&B, definitely the album to go to for that. Diddy did a solid one with this one. But yeah, let us know what y'all think. Let us know if y'all agree with our number ranking, our letter grade as well. Be sure to engage with everything and just keep engaging, man. We've been seeing y'all tapped in. Keep it going. We got plenty of content coming for y'all. But yeah, until next time, we'll catch y'all next week. Peace.